these lady breakfasts and, you know, being able to get together. Already I'm starting with my tears. I kind of just let you in to a little piece of my heart of the songs that I cling on to with all that I have when I'm going through a trial. I was telling my best friend Kimmy when I was first saved, I was in a lot of pain. My ex-husband left me and my whole world was turned up and I just came to know Jesus. And she heard this song like 1,000 times because it was on repeat. And all I could ever vision was crawling up on my Abba Father's lap, putting my head on his shoulder and just crying because the pain was too unbearable for me. But he put me back together, and he put me back together in a way that blew my mind. I never anticipated to become the woman that I am today. So all the glory and honor to him. So this is a personal message to me. I'm sharing with you the scriptures that I go to on a regular basis when I'm going through a real hard time. And I just feel like the Lord gave me another message back in December to share with you, and I asked Jackie to share this month. And a couple weeks ago, the Lord's like, I got something else. So this is, he put these verses on my heart, and they're my go-to when it feels like everything's crashing down around me. I don't feel like I can take another step. The trial is too much for me. So I hope that they bless you and encourage you as much as they do to me. So before we get started, let's ask the Lord to empty me out and fill me with him. And Lord, we do come before you, Lord, to praise you and thank you, Lord, that you are so good, that you always meet us exactly where we're at, Lord, and you give us sweet treasures and songs and verses, Lord, that when we're going through a hard time, Lord, we can cling on and we can feel your presence, Lord. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you empty me out, Lord, and that every word that I speak comes only from your heart, Lord, and I pray that the ladies we'll just feel your presence wrap around them right now. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, ladies, we're just coming off one rough 14, 15 months, huh? Isolated, scared. We've lost loved ones. We've gone through hard times. We've had loved ones sick, worried about them. Crazy stuff has happened in our lives. But I just want to first share with you the verses the Lord gave to me, and then I'll just break them down on how he, the verses that I love the most. Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and the people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed them. Yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am He, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice their ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse and the army and the power. They shall lie down together and they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor to consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. I cling on to these verses whenever I'm going hard time to remember myself. This the first verse just brings me such comfort. God says, fear not, I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. God knows our name. You know, someone told me once a long time ago that the first gift that your parents ever give you is your name. Your name is special. It means something. And God knows it. I mean, He's the God that every single night, He calls every star out and puts them in place. That's a lot of stars. I mean, I would be like, hey, Big Dipper, come on out. But no, He knows every star's name that is the Big Dipper. And He calls them into place. He knows our name. Do you hear Him, His still small voice, calling your name, saying your name? I love the story in John where after Jesus was crucified on the third day and He rose, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to just minister and wanted to just bless the Savior even though He was gone. And she thought she saw the gardener. It was Jesus. And she's sitting there telling the gardener. She was frantic. She's like, please, where is my Savior? Tell me what you have done with Him. And there's Jesus standing right before her. It wasn't until our Savior spoke her name, Mary, all of a sudden she realized it was Jesus. And she was so happy. And she says, Rabbini, I'm so bad with these words. I'm sorry, ladies. Which means teacher. But here she was standing face to face with our Savior. And it wasn't until He spoke her name that she knew. So I love that. I always hear the Lord call me, never in a bad way. I don't ever hear Him say, hey, Dawn Marie, you're messing up again. I always hear Him say, Dawn, come to me. Please, cast your burden on me. I mean, one of those songs are all about crying out to Him, holding on to Him when we're in despair, crying out to Him. The next verses I cling on all the time. When you pass through, not if, you're going to pass through those rivers, you're going to pass through those waters, you're going to pass through those rivers. All of those trials that the Lord has set up for us, we have to go through them. You know, I feel so much, and when my friends are hurting, I always am like, Lord, please cast their pain on me because I hate to see my friends hurting. And I'm like, Lord, let me take it. I'm strong. I have these broad shoulders. I can do it. But He's like, I'm being selfish because I'm robbing them of a blessing. Even though it doesn't feel like it when you're going through these trials and it feels like the water and they're going to just press you down and oppress you. He's doing something. He's walking through you. One of my favorite verses, I mean, I have a lot of them, so I shouldn't say that, but In Deuteronomy, he says, his everlasting arms are beneath you. Do you see that? Do you feel that? His arms are underneath you, not to push you down, but to lift you up, to hold you, to direct you in the path he wants you to go. He's never going to leave you or forsake you, ladies, but he wants you to go through these trials. You know, last night, this message just ran through my heart so much. I don't know if I slept at all because I just thought about it all the time, but what happened was I had a nightmare last night, and I had a dream, nightmare, that I was being choked, and I felt like I was losing my life, and all I kept screaming, and I woke poor Doug up. I'm screaming, Dad, Dad, help me. I thought I was calling out to my father, who's with the Lord right now, but I was our Father. I was calling out to our Father, our Abba Father. Lord, please help me, because I felt like I was drowning. And he came and he woke me up, and, you know, I felt that peace. But ladies, I know some of you are going through a real hard time right now, and I just want you to know that the Lord says that he is going to walk you through it. There's only one way to get through it, and we have to go through it. But the Lord gave me a verse, and I just love this. I don't know if many of you might not know this, but I suffer from panic attacks. And when I get a panic attack, I just start sobbing. And when I was in the office, it was really embarrassing because I would be working and I'd be sobbing and someone come in my office and here I am sobbing uncontrollably, listening to praise music, and they're like, I'm like, just come in and ask your question and let's get her done. But, you know, I don't want to take medication because I had a nervous breakdown when I was in my 30s and I didn't like what the medicine did to me. So God told me that he was, for me, he was going to get me through with worship and prayer. So my husband watches me break down. It's been a long time since I've had one of those bad ones. But the Lord gave me a verse, and it's 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Settle you. That what gets me every time, because when I'm panicking, it feels like there's a tornado going on inside of me. My heart is racing. I can't control my emotions. When I'm going through a trial, it feels the same way. I'm an emotional sobbing mess. All I want is the inside of me to settle, my heart to stop racing, for me to calm. Unfortunately, we have to suffer a little while before that comes. But I don't know about you. I've been through some real tough times. I will never trade them because the Lord has done a work in and through me every single time. Joshua 1 is, again, another one of my favorites because it says so many times, I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. And then verse 9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I know sometimes when we're standing, I mean, a lot of times we don't have a choice. We're going through the waters. But every now and again, the Lord lets you stand there and tip your feet in that river. He wants to do some cleaning out of your heart. You're hanging on to some pain and some baggage. And the Lord's like, okay, my daughter, it's time for you to lay it down. Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes that pain is the only familiar thing I have, and I'm afraid that if I let my pain go, who am I going to be then? I'm wrapped up in my pain. It's who I am. It's what I do. The Lord's like, no, come on, let's lay it down and let's go through those waters. I'm not going to allow them to overcome you. So I'm just encouraging you ladies, if someone has something that they're hanging on and the Lord says, I want you to lay it down, let's go through this. Lay it down because he's going to be with you. He won't let it overtake you. And when you get to the other side, you're going to be his witnesses. He says in verse 4 of this chapter, since you're precious in his sight, we're honored and he loves us. The Lord says that his ways are always perfect. He perfects everything that concerns us, ladies. Every single detail. I mean, nothing is too big or small to bring into this room of grace. I mean, I bring a lot of crazy stuff to him when I'm grocery shopping. Lord, what was in that recipe again? People think I'm crazy, but you know, he wants to be that personal with you. He wants to be involved in every detail of your life. You know, he loves you. Every day he thinks of you in good ways more than the sands that are on the sand. On the beaches, I should say. He also tells us in this said part of Scripture, fear not, for I am with you. 2 Timothy 1:7 has been a mantra for me since this whole thing, isolation, shutting down, has come into place. Lord says in that verse, he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. It's not our power, it's his. You know, I thought about that a lot. Lord, power, I mean, I'm afraid. You know, when this first happened, I think we all were a little afraid. Nobody knew what was going to happen. We didn't have our churches open. I'll tell you, the day that we opened the doors of here, I couldn't have been more happy. I didn't realize how much I missed the fellowship, just having my heart connect up with someone else's, my sisters. We need each other so much. That's why God says so often in his word that we're not to forsake the assembling of the brethren. But he said he gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power. It's not our power, it's his power. He's already given it within us, ladies, to defeat it. It happens right here in our crazy minds. I don't know yours, but mine can go down a whole rabbit trail. My husband has to, like, reel me back. Come on, girl. I'm like, he goes, why do you think of all these negative things? Yeah, he's there, they're reeling me in. He goes, where do these come from? But I hope I'm not the only one that goes down these crazy things. But if it is, all right, this message is for me. But it's power. It's his power. When I was first saved, the Lord brought me a really cool sister in the Lord. And we had the same thing where we prayed for the restoration of our marriages. My first marriage, thankfully, the Lord didn't restore that. I have a really godly husband now. But one of the things she told me, because my mind was crazy, she goes, Don, in Corinthians it says that we're supposed to take our thoughts captive and bring them into God's obedience. So that's the power that we have, ladies. We can pull this mind in. God already gave it to us. We're overcomers. He says so in his word. And we can just memorize those verses that we can stand on. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. Every day of your life is written in his word before you're even born. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows when we're born. I mean, in Ecclesiastic, where it says a time to be born and a time to die. We're not going to enter into the gates. One day before, he says it's time until our testimony is done. It's a win-win situation for us. We either hear, share our testimony, glorify him, worship him, or guess what? To be absent from the body is to be present, and we're walking in, and I'm casting my crowns before my Savior. So we don't have to be afraid. He loves us, so we can go out with the love that he gave us, and he gave us all a sound mind. So we do not need to be fearful. Another reason that I think of a lot of times is later on in this section is we're his witnesses. We're out there. That's what we're here for, to glorify our Savior. To share with others what we're going through. You might be going through this, but guess what God has done in my life? You know, in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, it says, I comfort you so you can go out and comfort others with the comfort I have given you. Ladies, how many trials have you been through? And then all of a sudden, when you're done and on the other side and see all that he's done, the Lord brings you someone that's going through what you just went through. Sometimes when we walk through these fiery trials, they're not for us. They're for someone else, to bless someone else in the future. To say, hey, look it, I know where you're at. I've been there, and guess what? This is what my God has done for me. And we can encourage somebody and help somebody else through them. And I know it's not fun when we're going through it, but we just have to cling on to him with all that we have. He formed us. He created us. We belong to him. You know, I tried really hard many years ago on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook at all now, but I went on just to see. And I'm not going to say it right, but there was a picture of a woman straining in her crown. And she said, "I was discouraged and downtrodden until I remembered whose daughter I am. I am the daughter of the Most High King, and I straightened my crown, and I move forward." Ladies, we are the daughters of the Most High King. We are his witnesses. He doesn't want us to not be emotional. It's okay to cry and to grieve and feel all these things, because that's how he made us. But he wants us to go through. We have to go through. Later on in this, he says, "Indeed, before the days was, I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. If the Lord puts a plan in place," he goes, "who's going to reverse it?" God's ways are perfect, ladies. His plans are perfect. Here's another one of my favorites. I have so many. Proverbs 16. I just love when the 16th of every month comes and I can read that proverb, because so many times in that proverb it says, "Man plans his ways in his heart, but the Lord is the one who directs his steps." We may cast our lots. "Lord, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that." But you know what? He's the one who keeps us on the path. Doug and I take a walk several times a day because we work right next to one another. Pray for me. We're moving to a bigger home in the middle of May. And so, you know, so we'll have separate offices then. But so we're walking down the path on the sidewalk, and we're fooling around, and he's bumping me, and he bumped me off the sidewalk. I go, "You just bumped me off the path," and I'm telling God, you know. But you know what, ladies? That's our Savior. He makes sure that my path, he keeps my path on that. I got back on that path really quick. Even Doug couldn't push me off of the path the Lord had for me. But he's so good that he reminds us in such silly, silly ways how good he is. He's going to keep your feet on that narrow path. He promises. And you know what? If God plans it, no one is going to change it. You know, I love in Revelations it says that the Lord opens a door that no man can close, and he closes a door that no man can open. You know, we always praise him for those open doors, at least I do. But when he slams the door shut, sometimes I'm not too happy. I can be a little bratty with the Lord, but he knows that, and he loves me anyhow. But, you know, he closes it for a purpose, ladies. So he promises that no matter what happens, that he is going to make a way. When it looks its darkest and its deepest, and you're like, "Lord, there's no way that something good is going to come out of that." It is. He promises in his word. He says that all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And we're called according to his purpose. So he's going to turn it out for good. Some of my darkest times, you know, I just don't realize that good could come out of it. And a lot of you ladies walked through me when I lost my little sweet niece, Caroline. It was just 4 years ago, and I really struggled with my walk. But that little girl, even though she was 3.5 months old, she touched my life. I'll never forget her. I'm grateful. I would not change that experience, that she was born and the Lord took her home, that I got to meet her, because we had special times together. But I also learned how strong my faith could be, how much I can trust the Lord. So that trial took a long time. The grief was overwhelming, but God, he came and he gave me a new song in my heart, a new scripture, and I can share that with people who are hurting. I know, I've been there. I can tell you the Lord will walk you through that. He makes a way. I thought there was no way out of that, but there was, and it's good. And I'm standing here today more confident in who I am in him. Not in me, because in me, nothing good dwells here, I'll tell you that. But God makes a way where we think there is no way. And I do the PACE course, and I help other women. You know, I had an abortion when I was young, and the Lord healed me in 2017. And I go through the forgiven and set free post-abortive Bible study, and the Lord healed me in such a dramatic way that I cannot not help other women heal. And so we just started a new class on Monday. So I appreciate if you think of me on Monday nights, please pray, because these women are sweet and they're hurting, and I can't wait to see how the Lord heals them. We watch their countenance change from that of guilt and shame to one that is a shining star and someone who is beautiful. But these verses that I'm about to share with you again are some that we end our PACE course with. It says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." We tell the ladies, don't remember the pain of the old. God has healed you. And it sometimes takes a while once the Lord has done such a miraculous healing in your heart and has taken you to the other side. It sometimes takes a while to walk out in that newness of life. So we encourage the ladies on the night of honor, when we honor those babies who were born and aborted, not to remember the former things. God's doing a new thing in your life. We just need to step forth and walk through them. So ladies, if the Lord has just done a healing in your work, or he's about to do a healing in your heart, be patient. He's done the work like this, but sometimes it takes us a little while to walk in that newness of life that he's given us. So don't remember the old things. Just keep moving forward. If you're in the middle of your trial right now and you feel like you cannot bear above it any longer, do not fear, because the Lord is going to get you through it. He's going to walk through. There's no other way but to go through. And he's be there. You know, I told you earlier that I wish I could take my friend's pain onto me and carry it for them. I cannot, but I know one who can. And he is our Savior, our Lord Jesus. And he wants to carry you through that. And that song that I started with, he goes, "Is your burden too heavy? Let me help you." He wants to help you carry it through, ladies. He wants to be there with you. He wants to do a new work in your hearts. He wants to help you through. So I just want to encourage you with that, Lord. And Lord, hi, I'm talking to the Lord. Hi, Lord. I get ahead of myself. I'm a little crazy. But a verse that someone gave to me very long time ago when I was hurting, and I was just a newborn Christian, I didn't know anything about the Bible, is Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ladies, I don't know about you, but I can dream pretty big, and the Lord dreams bigger than that. So abundantly, he is going to do more for you. Just cling on to everything he has and just help him, let him help you through this. There's two more songs after that I hope that bless me, and I hope that you're encouraged from them, because he's grateful. And I song and worshiping the Lord, I think, always helps when we're going through. So I'm at the end of my notes, so let me close this in prayer. And Lord, we do come before your throne to praise you and thank you, Lord, for how good you are, Lord. I pray for my sisters here tonight that are going through the water, the rivers, and the fires, Lord God. Please, Lord Jesus, help them to feel your presence. Help them to cling onto the hem of your garment, Lord, as you walk them through, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them and strengthen them in all truth, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you would give them a special blessing, Lord God, a special promise from you, Lord, that they can cling on to. I pray for my sisters, Lord, that are holding on to something, that are having a hard time let go and starting to walk through the rivers, Lord God. Give them the strength and the courage, Lord, letting them know that you will walk through them with it, Lord, that they do not have to carry it alone, that you want to do a new thing in their lives. May you be the one who's glorified and lifted up. And Lord, we pray for my sisters, Lord, that are just coming out, Lord. May they not remember the former things of the past, Lord, but walk in the newness of life that you have just blessed them for, Lord. And some of us are out and walking, and we might be getting ready to go through, Lord God. Help us to remember, Lord God, that you are good and that you are with us, Lord God. May you be the one who's always glorified and lifted up. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you as we get to worship you some more, Lord God. May these songs minister to my sister's heart. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.